Epstein associate Bill Gates to testify before House Oversight Committee. By Olivia Rondo on April 7, 2026. Bill Gates is set to appear before the House Oversight Committee for the group's investigation into Jeffrey Epstein, following other powerful figures who have already testified, like former President Bill Clinton, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and billionaire Lay Wexner. The Microsoft co-founder is scheduled for a transcribed interview on June 10, a source familiar with the plans told CBS News. Epstein files released by the Department of Justice, DOJ, in early February showed the late sex predator claiming in a 2013 email that Gates caught an STD after sex with Russian girls, and wanted to secretly slip antibiotics to his then-wife, Melinda French Gates, instead of telling her. As Breitbart News's Alana Mastrangelo reported, the email was sent only to Epstein himself but appeared to be notes that the billionaire financier drafted for Gates's longtime advisor, Boris Nikolic. A 2017 email published by The Wall Street Journal in 2023 also appeared to show Epstein threatening to expose Gates's alleged affair with Russian bridge player Mila Antonova, supposedly because the tech mogul refused to join a charitable fund he had started. An apparent advisor of Gates said he was interested in the proposal, but told Epstein that his wife did not want him to communicate with him in text messages released by the House Oversight Committee in November 2025. "He wants to talk to you but his wife won't let him," the advisor wrote to Epstein of Gates, before saying he loves you and he says hi. "He feels bad about the donor-advised fund. BTW he thought great idea but wife wouldn't allow," the advisor added. When the tech billionaire apologized to employees of his Gates Foundation for his exposed ties to Epstein in February, he claimed their relationship lasted from 2011 to 2014 and reportedly admitted that he did have affairs, one with a Russian bridge player who met me at bridge events, and one with a Russian nuclear physicist who I met through business activities. A Gates spokesperson told CBS News in January that the claims are absolutely absurd and completely false. "The only thing these documents demonstrate is Epstein's frustration that he did not have an ongoing relationship with Gates and the lengths he would go to entrap and defame." However, the outlet reported that later emails and text messages show Epstein sought to rekindle his friendship with Gates and secure an investment. Oversight Chairman James Comer, RKY, requested Gates to come to the interview in a March 3 letter, writing, "Due to public reporting, documents released by the Department of Justice, and documents obtained by the committee believes you have information that will assist in its investigation." Gates welcomes the opportunity to appear before the committee, a spokesperson said. While he never witnessed or participated in any of Epstein's illegal conduct, he is looking forward to answering all the committee's questions to support their important work. Melinda French Gates shared her dismay at the release files on NPR's Wild Card podcast in February, saying her ex-husband and other Epstein associates need to answer to those things. "I think we're having a reckoning as a society," she told host Rachel Martin. "No girl should ever be put in the situation that they were put in by Epstein and whatever was going on with all of the various people around him." Bill and Melinda Gates jointly announced their divorce in 2021 after 27 years of marriage and three children, saying, "We no longer believe we can grow together as a couple in this next phase of our lives. It's beyond heartbreaking. I remember being those ages those girls were. I remember my daughters being those ages," Melinda added on the podcast. "So, for me, it's personally hard whenever those details come up because it brings back memories of some very, very painful times in my marriage, but I have moved on from that," she continued, before saying whatever questions that remain on the Epstein debacle are for those people, and even my ex-husband. "They need to answer to those things, not me," Melinda added. "And I am so happy to be away from all the muck." The House Oversight Committee is also seeking interviews with Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, former White House counsel Catherine Ruemmler, and longtime Clinton aide Doug Band. Lutnick is set to appear before the committee on May 6. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.